Omar Rav Mishmei de Mavoik. So Rav says in the name of Mavoik, what happens if somebody shechts a kom chatas, chatas sheloi l'shma is possible, like we learned, chatas sheshochto l'shem chatas nachshen. What happens if the kohen shechts the korban l'shem chatas nachshen? That was the korbanos on the siyum. So nachshen ben aminodov brought a korban, the first korban. And you brought the korban chatas with the intention l'shem chatas nachshen. It's a lot of different ways to learn this, right? You could look at this as shini kodesh, potentially, which means that the Nesiim, when they brought a korban, even though we called it a chatas, it was more like an oila, right? It was like a durin. They weren't chayiv a chatas. The Nesiim brought these korbanos as an adov, right? Normally you can't even do that. It was a rasha. Was at the moment it was a rasha that they were able to bring this. There's no such a thing as a chatas nachshen. No such thing. So there's two different angles that you could look at it. Sigh for the potential why it's puzzle, and sigh for potential why it's kosher. It's the same line of reasoning. The psul would be simply, it's like a chatas l'shem oila. It's not a real chatas. It's like a shini kodesh. Right? I'm shechting a korban chatas l'shem chatas nachshen, which is not a chatas. It's called a chatas. But it doesn't work like a chatas. It doesn't operate like a chatas. It's not mechaper on anything. So memele, you could look at it like it potentially would be possible. I'm saying without mavoig, without the chiddush of mavoig. So potentially you could say it would be possible. What? Pashtus, yeah. Pashtus had a dinim of a chatas, but it was clearly brought as an oil. As an adov. But when I say oil, as a durin. Oil is a durin. So it was brought as a durin. So again, so potentially, A, we could say it's a shini kodesh, right? Which means it's worse than shechting a chatas, chelev l'shem chatas dam. Which, if you recall, we had a machloikis. Rav holds it kosher. Rav holds chatas chelev l'shem chatas. We held la halacha chatas chelev l'shem chatas dam is posel. We brought that down here, the Rambam, that's how the Rambam paskins, that chatas chelev l'shem chatas dam is posel. Perik Hilchos Shgogos Perik Gimel Halacha Gimel Kvar Biyarnu B'Chutzulim Mekdoshim Mafish Chatas Al Chelev Shoach Al Ovienu Al Shabbos Shechola Adam Shechola Vim Hikriv Psula. So the Rambam says clearly it's possible, right? So we pask in Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Dam is possible. That's how we pask. Okay, now Psulim Mekdoshim, the same thing. Perik Tesvav Halacha Vav, it's also the Ma'am HaKoymis. Shachta L'Shem Chet Acha, Kigoyin Shabal L'Achilas Chela, V'Shachta L'Achilas Dam, Psula. Okay. So clearly, is a Halacha, the Chata Schela, we paskin that a Chata Schela L'Shem Chata's Dam is possible. But Rav holds not like that. Rav holds Chata's is kosher. But I'm saying, even at this point in the Sugi, we're going like Rav. At this point, we're going that if you would check the chatas l'shem chatas, it would be kosher. At this point, at this juncture. But chatas nachshon has two possible issues. One issue is shini kodesh, which means this is not really a chatas. It's called a chatas, but it's not a chatas. It's a whole different type of chatas. It was more of a dairon. So by its namesake, it's a chatas. But by its obligation, it's not a chatas. And that's enough of a distinction to say it's shini kodesh. On the other hand, you could say, like David is saying, well, I said they brought it as a chatas, they ate it like a chatas, they spritzed the blood like a chatas, they treated it like a chatas. Yes, it's true, that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you there's two sides. Either you could say it's shini kodesh, potentially, And that could be what Mavrig is telling us over here. No, that could be pshat in the memra. What does he mean to say potentially? Is that even though there'd be a place to say that it's Shini Kodesh, no. Since it's a chatas, it's a chatas. That's one possibility. The other possibility is he's not even talking about the Shini Kodesh. He's talking about Shini Bailam. And he means you're bringing this carbon chatas, L'shem Nachshon. Right? So we're talking about Shini Bailam. Talking about Shini Bailam. In which case, we would say it's not called Shini Bailam. Because Nachshon wasn't Chayav Achadus. So just like we had earlier, that in order to be make Shini Bailam, it has to be somebody else who's Chayav. If you remember, we had the whole discussion. What if somebody's Chayav in oil, if somebody's Chayav this, right? That whole sugya. So Nachshon, if you do it L'shem Nachshon, there's no Shini Bailam. So those are the two possibilities of what he's coming to say. He's coming to say either it's not Shini Kodesh, or he's coming to say it's not Shini Bailam. So the Gemara right away, the Gemara assumes we're talking about Shini Kodesh. The Gemara says, "The makros is teres achat, the teres achat l'chol achatos, teres achat l'chol achatos." Okay. Yosef Ravu Kama Alosh Maitse Eisfing of Mishalshi. So Mishalshi asks, how could you tell me that Zois Torah Achatos says that it's kosher? Anything which is achatos is kosher. We find a similar aloch in Menachos. Kol haMenachos Shenikmitzu Sheloi Lishmon Ksheiris V'Olu Bayim L'Shem Chayva L'Fi Shein haMenachos Doimis L'Zvachim. Rav Shimon holds in Maseches Menachos that by a mincha there's no such thing as a mincha Sheloi Lishmo. Not talking about Shini Bailam, I'm talking about Shini Kodesh. Because the Menachos were divided by how they were made. So you had a deep pan, you had with oil, you had without oil. The mincha itself designates itself. So therefore there's no Sheloi Lishmo according to Rav Shimon. That's what he's saying. Ein HaMenachos Deimis L'Zvachim. Right? If you go ahead and you have in mind that the machvas should be a machesher, why? Because it's a different mincha. Right? Machvas, or you do a machvas, right? In the same thing, chareva, l'shem belula, which is done without oil. L'shem belula, maser mechichin ala, shicha reva. The maser mechich ala. So mele, the minchas self-describe themselves, and therefore if you have in mind another mincha, not a problem. That's Rav Shimon Shit. Which Agav Urcha, by the way, this is a big raya to what we discussed at the beginning of Masechta. We had two ways, if you remember, we had two ways to learn Shaloi Lishma. One is Shaloi Lishma, is Kavanah's Gavra, that the carbon needs your Lishma. The other way to learn was that the Shaloi Lishma passes the carbon, it gets installed in the carbon, it's in the Heftz of the carbon. That's why Stoma, there were two ways to learn why Stoma is good. One is because the whole Psul is only in a you're being Oiker, the Lishma of the carbon. By you having Shaloi Lishma, you're uprooting the lishma of the carbon. So if you have stoma, it's not a problem. And the other way to learn is, no, stoma is ki'ilu, you're thinking lishma. Those are the two. And that's how we explain l'shem chulin. How could it be l'shem chulin doesn't make it possible? Because the chulin is not chal on the carbon. Shaloi lishma is chal on the carbon. So this sugya Rav Shimon is l'chayra muchach, that shaloi lishma is chal on the carbon. Because if it's al tzegavra, who cares that the mincha self-designates itself. So what? If the idea is that by me having Shaloi Lishma, I'm creating Shaloi Lishma in the carbon, so then you could say, well, your kavana can only penetrate the carbon if it doesn't contradict reality. Right? That's really what Rav Shimon is saying. Rav Shimon is saying, Shaloi Lishma by Menachos doesn't work because the reality of the mincha proves not like your kavana. Yeah? That's his point. Very similar to what the Ran in Gittin says the same thing about a get. He says if somebody wants to mevatel a get, he compares it to being mevatel a sefer Torah. He says you can't be mevatel a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is a sefer Torah. We say it's not a sefer Torah. It is a sefer Torah. You can't change the reality with your kavana. Your kavana only has place to activate something which is open for designation. That's what the Ran says. That's the Ran's kasha. How could you be mevatel a get? He says, what's a get? It's like being mevatel sefer Torah. In other words, once you wrote a get and you wrote it lishma, so how can you be mevatel? There's a whole sugya bitul a get. So the Ran over there has a whole different mahalakha to learn. The Ran learns it's a din in the lishma of the get. Taka can't be mevatel the get. In other words, when you write a get, the get has to be designated for the purpose of divorce. That's lishma. So the Ran learns that if the Baal now goes and he says, I don't want to use this as a get, he's being mevatel, not the essence of the get. Being mevatel, the l'shem gerushin of the get. That's how the Ran in Gittin learns. So what the Gemara is saying over here is that a mincha, if you have in mind that a mincha that's supposed to be in a flat pan without oil, you have in mind it should be a belula, your kavana doesn't work, because look at the mincha. It's not that. So all I'm telling you is that this whole sugya only works if you learn that shaloi lishma penetrates the carbon. Because if you learn shaloi lishma is al tzu, right, you're doing avoda without the right kavana, who cares that the mincha self describes what it is? Lamais, I'm not having kavana. So the whole fact that Rav Shimon says, Eina menachas dem. Now you could say, well, that's Rav Shimon's sheet. Maybe the ones that argued. But it's difficult to say. It's mistaver that there's not a machloikis how to understand the Shalei Lishma. It's mistaver the machloikis is whether your kavana can penetrate even if it's against what the mincha is. But clearly, the mashmois is that that's what Shalei Lishma is. But I don't know. I'm not following.
If you say kavana for something else,
you tell me I don't mean it.
You don't really mean it. Your truest intent is what you're doing. That's your full. That's your truest measure of your intent is what you're actually doing, not what you're.
But I understand. All kachim is like that. I go and I bring a chatas, and I shech the chatas, and I have in mind that it shouldn't be a chatas. So, in other words, if you're right that your mice is mevatel
yama, you're still bringing the carbon. Your actions don't override what your kavana is. You don't know. I mean, you're still
again.
Your actions are consistent with either kavana, either kind of carbon. You shake up kavana.
No, if I want oil, I bring an oiler. I'm bringing a chatas. Well, mice, I'm bringing. What am I doing? I'm bringing a chatas, right? And I know I'm bringing a chatas. Here's an oiler here, right? Here's an oiler, right? I said, no, I'm not bringing him. The chatas, I'm bringing this one. Right? No, I'm saying, if you're telling me it's an intentional thing, not a chefza thing, that out's intention, I don't see that it's any more visible, your intention. If it's chal on the chefza, I agree with you. In other words, you're sort of wavering, you're trying to merge the two things. If it's in the chefza, then I hear what you're saying. This one is a oila, and this one is a chatas. Out's intention, when you bring a chatas, you're clearly... You're indicating that you want to bring a chatas. You know it's a chatas, you bring a chatas. You're not bringing the oil, you're bringing the chatas. You're having in mind it should be an oil. So you're clearly doing something which is contradicting your machshava. But what? It's not visible what your intention is. It's not visible. Your intention, clearly you're doing an action which is conflicting your, but it's not visible. But the visibility of it, l'chaira, is going back to the idea of it being in the chefza. If it's only mitzad de gavre, then l'chayr, as long as you're bringing a chatas, and you're having in mind it should be an oila, right? You know it's a chatas, and you're bringing the chatas l'shem oila. That means you're doing a ma'aseh connected to your machshav. But that's my machshav. My machshav is in spite. L'ma'aseh, if it's akira b'toros, it's not a problem. In other words, if you shech the chatas thinking it's an oila, it's takakosha. We pass in Akira Batos, it's not a problem. So the regular case of Shaloi Lishma is, I'm bringing a chatas, I know it's a chatas, I know I'm bringing a chatas, I have in mind, it should be oila as an oila. So I'm clearly in action conflicting what I'm thinking. But that's what Shaloi Lishma is. I'm interested in messing up. Every Shaloi Lishma is an intentional mess up. So what's the difference if it's visible or not visible? If it's all intentional. So that's why the mashmois here is more, that's a din in the heft of the carbon. If it's a din in the heft of the carbon, then Rav Shimon is saying a good svara. You can only mess a carbon up if the carbon doesn't self-define what it is. Huh? That's all, what do you mean? No, Rav Shimon is saying, shchita achas l'kulam, zrika achas l'kulam. Again, Zrika Achas L'Kulam just means it's the same type of Avoida. That's what I'm trying to tell Dovid. Avada, we know in action you're conflicting with what you're thinking. Anyway, he's just saying it has to be similar in order for your Machshava to be pagan. If your Machshava completely contradicts reality, that doesn't work. Okay, Zokti Gimara Avu Bezvocha Meinen Kein, Shchita Achas L'Kulam, Kabbalah achas l'kulam, zlika achas l'kulam. And therefore, it's all the same. Okay. So what is the Gemara says? A simple kasha. Taima the maaseh mechichin ala. Ha'im maaseh mechichin ala. Amai. Leim is ois teres ha'milchot. Teres achas l'kulam anachos. If you're right, that any time the Torah puts something under one category, the Torah says, zois teres. So everything's included. So by mincha, it says that too. It says, zois teres ha'milchot. So mele should be kosher whatever your kavon is. If you're telling me by chatas, again, the Gemara is assuming that chatas nachshon is not a regular chatas. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Right? Because otherwise the Gemara is no kasher. The Gemara is assuming chatas nachshon and a regular chatas are completely different. But since the Torah called Zayis Torah's achatas to put it under one umbrella, even though it's different, because otherwise the Gemara could have made a simple distinction. By a mincha, it's taka different. A chareva and a machvas are different. And therefore, it would be possible, if not for the fact that maaseh mechichin ala. Mashenki, by chatas, it's all the same. But you see from the Gemara is not learning that way. The Gemara is learning taka, regular chatas, chatas nachshon are different. But since the Torah called it a chatas, makes it kosher in spite of the fact that it's different. Gemara is asking, so then why does we need by menoches? Maaseh mechichin ala, typically, zois teres ha-mincha. That's what Gemara is asking. If you're telling me zois teres ha-chatas makes all chatas kosher, even though they're different from each other, then menoches should be the same way. That's the Gemara's kash. Okay. Now, it's very interesting. I just want to bring out one point. It's very interesting. Because simplistically, but clearly you see, the way I mentioned to you, there's two ways to learn Rav B'Shem Mavik. One is the Chatas Nachshon is not considered Shinui Kodesh, because it's a Chatas. The other way to learn is it's not considered Shinui Bailim, because Nachshon is dead. Which those two things we see in the Gemara. But there's really a third way to learn. The third way to learn is that there is no such a carbon as Chatas Nachshon. It was a once in history. There is no such a carbon. There's no longer exists. So there is no, in Karbonis, right? In Seder Karbonis, there is no such a thing as Karbon Nachshon. So L'chayre, there could be a svar, it's like L'shem Chulin. L'shem nothing. That's why when I say L'shem Chulin, that's what I'm saying. There is no such a carbon. Just like L'shem Chulin, we said earlier, it's kosher, even by chatas. Why? Because it's not mina. It has to be another such a carbon. Right? It's lav mina. So there would be a mockum to say that Mavoig is saying nothing more than that. He's saying chatas nachshon was a once in history carbon. Once in history. And therefore, it doesn't exist. Because it doesn't exist, it's equivalent to doing L'shem Chul. You're shechting it L'shem, a non-existent carbon. That's Chulin. You understand what I'm saying? It's L'shem Chulin. No, but that's why it's kosher.
Exactly.
Chatas L'shem Chulin is kosher. It's kosher like Chatas L'shem Chulin. If there would be such a thing as Chatas Chela, Chatas Nachshon, so then you had in mind L'shem another type of carbon called Chatas Nachshon. But there is no such a carbon. So since it was a once in Hira Ashur carbon, it would be like, I want to ask you a shaila. Let's say somebody would check the carbon, L'shem the carbon of Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. Right? I would say it's kosher. That's like L'shem Chulin. There is no such a carbon. That carbon doesn't exist. That was Hirasha that the Rebbeinu Shlom told Eliyahu HaNavi that he could bring a carbon Bahar HaKarmel. Shchut Echutz. So I would say that that could be L'shem Chulin. By the way, that would answer many, many questions. Because the Gemara asks, why does he pick Chatas Nachshon? If he's just trying to say a Chatas that doesn't come for a Kapara, he could have brought Chatas Nazir. He could have brought Chatas Mitzvah. The Gemara is going to ask these kashas. So I'm telling you a simple Malach. The Gemara could have said Chatas Nachshon is kosher because it's L'shem Chulin. That's what I'm saying. No, then everything would be Gevaldik. Be Gevaldik. That's Pshat and Mavig. The reason why it's kosher is because it's no different than L'shem Chulin. And you, I agree with you. It's better than L'shem Chulin. Because it even has a Chatas name to it. But what I'm trying to tell you is, that's not why it's kosher. Because if you're going to tell me it's kosher because Chatas, then you fall back into the trap of Teres HaChatas, which is what the Gemara is talking about. I'm just telling you, you don't have to come on to Teres HaChatas. It's like L'shem Chulin. So what I believe, I mean, I think it's such a pella that the Gemara doesn't learn Mavig that way, because that would be the most simple way to learn Mavig. There was a once in history carbon called Nachatas Nachshon. So even though it was called Chatas and it was brought, but it doesn't exist anymore, and therefore it's like L'shem Chulin. It's not toifus anything, it's nothing. That's so easy, and it would answer all the kashas of the Gemara. I think there's a simple reason why the Gemara didn't say that. And that is because then it should only be kosher, it shouldn't be oyla labayim L'shem Chulin. Because if you do a chatas L'shem Chulin, it's still not oyla L'shem Chulin. It's only kosher. When Mavai came into the Gemara, he said, Chatas, Shachta, L'shem Chatas, Nachshon, Ksheb. He didn't say Ve'enu Yoyla. So the Gemara learned him that he's not just saying it's not possible. He's saying it's 100% kosher. So that can't be based on the fact that it's L'shem Chulin. Because then it would still be Ve'enu Yoyla. And therefore the Gemara didn't go that direction. Now this answers Sfasemus' kasha. Sfasemus asks, what's the Gemara's kasha from Menachas? The Gemara asks, why did Rav Shimon need Masya Mechichin Allah to say why a mincha Shalai Shema's kosher? It should be Al-Zoi's Teres HaMincha. Right? So Hashemus asks, maybe Rav Shimon needed that to make it Oilu L'Bailu L'Shem Chayva. Maybe Zoi's Teres HaMincha makes it kosher. Right? That it can't be that when Mavai said his halacha, it has to be mamash oil. Because he said kshem. Not L'shem Chulin.
So if that's the case, so then there's one very good kasha. That means Zoish Torah is enough of a reason why it's oily. So why do we shouldn't need Masha'a Mashikana? Because it's oily. That's the way to learn the Gemara. There is, it could very well be the Enechanami. To make the Korban kosher would be enough to just say it's like L'Shem Chulun. That would be enough to make the Korban not possible. But it still wouldn't be oil or bile or L'Shem Chulun. For that, we need to come on to this new din that it's actually a chatas. Zoy Storis Achatas, or whatever. Says the Gemoim, Elo must be that's not al Zoy's Torahs. So what is it? Hochi Yitmar, it's a Svore. Chatas Shoshochto al Menash, he's Kapa Bonachshin. He's not talking about Shini Kodesh. Shini Kodesh, it's not anyway. The Havamina was, it's Shini Kodesh. No, Shini Kodesh, it's not because it's a Chatas. It's not a Shini Kodesh. It's maybe Shini Baila. He's having in mind al Menash. She's kaper bonachshin, ksheira. Right? There's no problem of shini baila. Why? Because ain't kapora l'meisim. Ain't kapora l'meisim. There's no kapora l'meisim. So therefore, it's not called shini baila. Shini baila has to attach itself, to the other person. And here, Nachshon has no, he's not a bar kapora. He's not a bar kapora. So Tosfos in Tmura asks, we find that the Egel Aruf is mechaper to the Yetzer Mitzrayim. If you look at Tosfos in Tmura here, we have it in the Ma'ar Mekoymis, Tesvav Amud Beis. He says, V'oimer Rabbeinu Nesanel, di b'loi hifrish motzi lakav al miyesh kapor l'meisim. V'chein mashma, from there where he says, v'chein mashma per kama dehoiris, v'oiz kapor l'meisim. So he says, if that's the case, there is a kapor l'meisim. So our Gemara is saying that the reason why Nachshon, why Chatas Nachshon is kosher, is because ain't kapola mason. So he's saying no. He's saying no. There's really a yesh kapola mason. So this is a big problem. We'll get to this more in the Sugyas on Yud Aleph. But I think in a general Havana, you could say very simple. A mace can only be included in a kapora when it's for the tzibur. A mace is not a bar chiyuva. So that's the reason why he's not a bar kapara. It's not because he can't have an atonement. Of course, a mace could have a kapara after he's dead. Right? It's not that he can't have a kapara. It's that a mace is not a bar chiyuva. The way all kabbonis work is they give you a kapara through the chiv. You have a chiv to bring it, and that gives you a kapara. So a mace is mufka from a chiv carbon. Therefore, the mace can't have a kapara. He can't have a kapara because he has no chiyuv carbon. Right? But anything which is being brought from the tzibur ain't tzibur meis. The tzibur is a, like we explained many times, tzibur is its own entity. The tzibur is not an individual obligation. So by Egel Arufa and all the sugyas that say this kapara l'meisim, that's also tzibur. And our sugyas talking about al-yochid. You're shechting this l'shem she's kapar nachshon. Al-yochid. So for that is ain't kapara l'meisim. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so why Dafka Nachshon? Why do you give us such a fancy case? Chatas Nachshon. We were going along the lines that it's a different kind of chatas. If you're telling me it's just a simple thing, ain't kapor l'meisim, he should just say simple. Chatas sheshocht al mi shemeis, ksheira. If that's his whole point. If his whole point is, there's no shini bailim, because on a meis there's no kapora. So what do you need Nachshon? Hakamashulon, Taima, the mace. Has to be mace. Hachai, Dumi, the Nachshon, Psalah. So really, he was coming to say a Chumra, not a Kula. That's what the Gemara wants to spin it now. We were going with the lines that he was coming to say a Kula. that there's no Shemi Kodesh here, there's no Shemi Baiwim here. No, that's not what he was trying to say. He was trying to say a chumra. He was trying to say that Taka, if you shech the chatas, l'shem somebody else's chayav chatas, even though it's a different kind of chatas, like chatas nachshon, it will be possible. The only reason why chatas is kosher is because it's on nachshon. So in other words, his main chiddush was a chumra, not a kula. His main chiddush was that chatas nachshon for somebody who's alive would be a problem. He wasn't coming to say a kula chatas. That was the whole mahalach we were going. Chatas nachshon is different, right? No, he was coming to say actually a chumra, right? We understood he was saying zois teres achatas. Chatas is generic. As long as you do l'shem chatas, it's good. Even though, no, he's coming to actually say a chumra. His chumra is that if you do it l'shem chatas, which isn't like this one, it's possible, even though it's a chatas. I nachshon, nachshon's dead. That's the reason why it's good. If he would have just said for somebody who's dead, it's kosher, you wouldn't know that if you shech the chatas, l'shem somebody else, l'shem a nazir, that it's possible. You'd say it's kosher. Because a nazir is chayev a different kind of chatas than you. So that's what he was trying to say. He was trying to say that even somebody who's chayev a different chatas than you, it's still possible. Unless he's dead. That's why he picked on nachshon. He could have said the same thing. Hikriv chatas al mish al nozer shemes. That's really what he was trying to say. He was trying to say that fakert, anything which is a chatas is puzzle. Right? Since it's not your type of chatas. And the only thing is, if the guy's dead, then it's kosher. Not because it's a different kind of chatas. Because he's dead. That's what he said. Have some patience here. Hani Eilis Ninu Frekti Gemara. Frekti Gemara, that's an Euler. That's an Euler. It's very strange. All of a sudden the Gemara is waking up. Hani Eilis Ninu. Understand? What did the Gemara hold till now? Mavoik came into the Gemara and Mavoik said that Chatas L'Shem Nachshon is kosher. Right? That was his statement. And we're schwitzing, we're scratching our heads, what's pshat in him? There's a Chatas, what's with Menachas? Finally we say, oh, it must be because Nachshon is dead, it's not a Shini Kodesh, it's Shini Bailam. So the Gemara says, okay, so then he's just a mace? No! He's coming to say that even L'Shem Chatas Nozer or Mitzvah, it's also possible. Because Chatas Nachshon is like a Chatas Nozer or Mitzvah. It's not coming for Chorus. So Gemara says, what do you mean? How could that be possible? That's an Oilah. So what? The Gemara couldn't think of this at the beginning of the Gemara. Now the Gemara is saying, how could it be possible? The Gemara now, till now the Gemara was going, how is it kosher? Right? How is it kosher? And we're schwitzing, how is it kosher? Teres achatas, not teres achatas, menochas. So now the Gemara is going a 90 degree turn. We're turning around. What? How could it be possible? Not how could it be kosher. What changed in the Gemara? Nothing changed here. The Gemara's like, hani ein lishninu. It's an oila. So what's going on? So the Shita, Rashi learns the way I just told it to you. Rashi learns exactly the way I told it to you. But if you look here in Shita Mekubetzes, the Shita doesn't learn that way to Gemara. The Shita Taka says, Hani Eilis, right? Fakelt. Hani Eilis the new is, it's not Shini Bailam, it's Shini Kodesh. Yesh Mevarim, that over here, Ein zeh shini b'ayla. So what is it? It's shini kodesh. Go down to ois kot m'chavav, where it's clear. The small ois in b'shita m'kubetzes. Chavav. V'yesh m'farshim. You got it? Shita m'kubetzes, ois kot m'chavav. V'yesh m'farshim. Hani oilis ninu. V'shini kodeshu. U'pshita de psula. That goes well. Shita. That fits with everything we learned. Meaning, the whole Seder Gemara was going, of course it's possible. We were grasping at hairs to make it kosher. So it's Torah Sachatos. Maybe it's a Kapar Funachsha and he's dead already. All of a sudden the Gemara now says, what do you mean? It's an Oila. Of course it's possible. So the Sheet the Taka learns, that's what it is, it's possible. The Gemara means to say, it's possible. That's what the Gemara means. Meaning, we don't need Mavaik to tell me it's possible. You're telling me the reason why Malik chapt chatas Nachshon was to teach me that if Nachshon would be alive, then it would be a shini, it would make it possible because it's an oila. Of course it's possible. Shini kodesh. It's not shini bailam. But you look at Rashi, Rashi's clearly not that way. Rashi says, Ubar chinon, hani eilus ninu. Vanan kaimel on la'el, Rashi says, that's why Rashi says Pshita. Because Rashi learns it's not Pshita. The Shita Mukubetzes is saying the whole Gemara's Kasha is Pshita. Of course it's possible. Rashi's learning the other way around. Of course it's kosher. Right? But again, I'm asking you a simple question. My simple question I'm asking you is that why in the world did the Gemara till now hold Bisfara Chitzayin Avad it's possible? And all of a sudden now the Gemara is rejecting the possibility that it's even possible for it to be possible. The Gemara is saying, of course it's Kasha. Well, what happened? What changed in our Gemara? Nothing seemed to have changed. But clearly something did change. Don't know what's the pshat here. What's going on? So I think perhaps we go back to David, what you were clearing at the beginning of this year. For some reason, what the Nesiim brought was called a chatas. Okay? It was called a chatas. Right. Really, a chatas is not bo b'nedov. Chatas can never come b'nedov. But there was a rasha that they were able to bring a chatas. Okay? Now, chatas nozer, chatas mitzorah. That's not an adov. That's a chatas choyv. You have to bring that. That's not a voluntary korban. That you have to bring. Right? So I think this is a simple explanation to understand how the sugya works according to Rashi and the pashtus ha-sugya, unless you change the girsa of pshita. I think what's going on here is a very simple idea. The Gemara all along was going that we're talking about something specific about Chatas Nachshon. Chatas Nachshon. Right? Now, Chatas Nachshon, there's a svara why it should be kosher. There's also a svara why it should be possible. The svara why it should be kosher is because, like I said, it's a different kind of carb. It's a different carb. It's not a regular Chatas. It came as a Doran. The svara why it should be possible was exactly what you were saying. Yeah, but maybe that was the Hira Hashoah, that it is a chatas. That gufa was the Hira Hashoah, that although a chatas normally is not bob in a dova, normally only a carbon oil is bob in a dova, but now there was a gzeres akosov, that this is a chatas. It's a chatas. Full-fledged chatas. That's the reason why. That's what? No, that's always like a chatas. Yeah, that's for sure. That's what David was saying. How they eat it? Avad the Kohanim made it like a chatas. It was a regular chatas. So in that, the Gemara Svara Chitzayna was that once the Torah said that this is a Chatas, so now it's a Chatas. Right? It's a Chatas. You're shechting a Chatas. L'shem, another Chatas. Like a Chatas, one type of Chatas for another Chatas. It's possible. It should be possible. If not for the Pasuk of Zayis Torah, Chatas, whatever the reasons the Gemara was working with, that's how the Gemara was going. Chatas Nozir and Chatas Mitzvah are very different. Those are not Nedavos. Those are not Hayra Hashoah. Those are different type of Chatois. Those Chatois come L'Hachshir. Those Chatois come as an Oila. As an Oila Shoiva. So they are worse. They're more different than Chatas Nachshir. Chatas Nachshon, because it doesn't have a model, it was anyway Hay Rasha. So Rasha was, it's a regular Chatas. Takuf was the Rasha. The Rasha is, there is no such an animal alive. There is no such carbon. The Torah was Mechadish as a Rasha at the time that this is a Chatas. Right? So what's it like? A regular Chatas. The Gemara is bothered if it's a regular Chatas. So it should be like somebody shechts one type of chatas for another type of chatas. Pasuk. For that we need a pasuk. We need svaris. We need, he's dead already. We need a tfar. We were grabbing from all sides to try to figure out why it's kosher. Now the Gemara says no. He wasn't talking about nachshon. He was talking about all karbonos that are coming l'chachshir, karbon nazir. The Gemara says that's an oila. That we have a category for. That's being brought as an oila. That's being brought lahachshir. There it's not a chatas of a rasha. There it has its own category. The fact that chatas nachshon doesn't have a category made it worse. Because now it was a rasha that this unknown species is a chatas. So now it's a chatas. Now it's not something different. It's a chatas. That was the tzad that it's puzzle. That was why the Gemara was going that it was puzzle. But now that you're telling me that Mavoig wasn't talking about chatas nachshon. Mavoig wasn't talking about chatas nachshon. Nachshon was just an example of him saying that there's another category of chatois, which the Torah was machadish on, nazir, Mitzayra, all of those that don't come for a chet, right? All of those, they're puzzle. And that the Gemara says. But those are oilas. Those are chiyuv to bring as a machshir. That's like an oila. That's a whole different kind of obligation. The fact that nachshon didn't exist made it worse because there was anyway a hirasha. So the hirasha was, it's part of the regular chatas category. Either way, the Torah was taking something that doesn't exist and it was putting it into a category. What category did the Torah put it into? The Chatas category. Okay, so the Gemara was going then, the whole Mahalach of the Gemara was, if that's the case, it's Bar Mina. It's the same, it's the Min, it should be Puzzle. And that's why we needed all the Svaras. So it's Torah Chatas, whatever the Svaras are, he's dead already. And Kaparla Mesim. But now that you're telling me no, there was nothing special about Nachshon. When Mavoi came into the Gemara, he really wasn't talking about this exotic matziv of a chatas Nachshon. He was saying a rule. His rule was that if you shecht a chatas, right? L'shem a nozir, l'shem a mitzayr, l'shem, those are all oilas. Those are operating as oilas. We know what those are. Those are not hirasha or korban. Those are oilas karbonis. Those are karbonis that although we call them chatas, they operate as an oila. So why is it possible? That person who's chayiv to bring the oila is not chayiv to bring a chatas. That's the Gemara's kasha. And that's why the Gemara went from one end to the other end. Otherwise, there's no explanation how the Gemara now went, mamish reversed itself. Mamish reversed itself. Again, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, the Gemara didn't reverse itself. Shita Mekubetzes is learning, oilo, it's puzzle. The Gemara is still going with the same approach that the Gemara is going till now. But according to Rashi and the other Rishonim, who are reading the Gemara the way we have the Girsa, where the Gemara is saying, it should be good. Why should it be good? Why should Chatas Nachshon not be good and it should be good? Teretz says, Chatas Nachshon, because it does not have a category, so the Hora show was that it's a Chatas. So now it is the same category. Whereas Oilas Nazir and Oilas Mitzur, we know what they are. Vechiyuvim to bring a korban lahachshir, not lachaper. So that's like an oiler. And that's why that should be kosher. That should be like you brought a chatas for somebody who's chayiv an oiler, which we said earlier is kosher. That's the Gemara. I believe that's the way to learn the Gemara. Oh, the Gemara is saying a simple thing. The Gemara is saying is that if the Chiddush of Mavig was that anybody who's chayiv to bring a chatas is called mechuyiv kapara kamaisai, then it doesn't make any sense. Because a nazir and a mitzvah, they're not chayiv a kapara. They're chayiv to bring a korban like an oila. It's a machshir for them. Just like an oila could be brought as a machshir, right, to be able to eat kachim. It's the same thing. It's not a kapara. It's not a kapara. It shouldn't be puzzle. By nachshon, we don't have that reasoning. Because nachshon wasn't brought as any category. Hashem made a special Eirah Shoah, chatas. We'll see, the Gemara is going to get to that as well. All I'm saying is, there was a complete shift in the Gemara from vaday puzzle to vaday kosher. That's what I'm trying to explain. Says the Gemara, Elit Machoid Mitma. Going the other way around. Lack of kosher. Why? Because it's an oila. Chatas nachshin, oila hi. Adarabe. Eilach and Hami, they brought a chatas then, and it was Hora Ashoah. But the Hora Ashoah was, it's an oila. The Hora Ashoah is, it's like a chatas nozer. So again, so according to this lashon of the Gemara, if somebody else is mechuyev a chatas which is operating like an oil, it's like an oil, and therefore if we shecht it for him, for that, it's kosher, because it's not the same type of korb. Ayah has the same name, yeah, but it's not the same type of korb. It's operating as an oil, so it's kosher. And that was Mavik's chiddush. Mavig really wasn't talking about Nachshon specifically. He was talking about any, it's always kosher. We'll see why he picked Nachshon then. But that's really what he was trying to say. Why? And what? And he holds that it's possible. That's his chiddush. He holds a chatas, so shem oil is possible. Says the Gemara, "V'leima chatas nozer v'chatas mitzora." Why does he talk about nachshon? The Gemara says, "Ikar chatas nokat." He's hopping on the first chatas that was ever brought. This is like the Ran in the Dorim. The Ran in the Dorim says a rule that all of Kachim, all the Dorim, are all hopping on to the previous. It's hatfasa. So in other words, when you say I raise the oila, you're not creating a new kedushas oil. It was an original oila, and everybody's matfis in that original kedusha. So when you make a chatas, you're being matfis the first chatas that existed. First chatas that existed was chatas nachshon. That's what he said. Okay. Says the Gemara, Omar Rove, chatas chelev sheshachtol shem chatas dam, chatas avadis kechovim, kshera. It's kosher. He holds that as long as you shecht the korma chatas l'shem chatas, it's kosher. L'shem chatas nozir, Chatas Mitzvah, Psula. For that, it's possible, because those are different karbanos. Those are oilus ninu. Those have a din of oilus. Okay, it's a different carbon. It's a completely different carbon. And therefore, it's possible. You have to know, this is Tama Shaila. What happens if you shecht an oil? This is not brought in the Gemara. The Gemara now is saying that we taka go by operation. And if the carbon is working as an oil, even though it's a chatos, it has a din of an oil. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. That we don't look at what the name of the carbon is. We look at how the carbon operates. Right? If the carbon operates like an oil, it is an oil. That's what the Gemara is saying. And therefore, if you shecht a chatos, even according to Rava, who also if you shecht a chatos, chelav l'shem chatos, avodah zarah, it's kosher. If you do chatos chelav l'shem chatos metzorah, possible. Why? Because it's like doing a chatos l'shem oila. So here's an interesting shaila. What happens if you do an oila l'shem chatos nazir? Well, kosher it's going to be anyway. Because kol hazvachim shenizbuchu. But it should be oila l'bailum l'shem choyv. In other words, if the Gemara is saying that we don't go by the title, we go by how it operates, that's what yeah. We don't look at the shame part. Because Rav is saying, chatas l'shem chatas normally is kosher. Chatas chelev l'shem chatas dam, kosher. Right? But chatas chelev l'shem mitzayra, chatas mitzayra, possible. Why? Because doesn't, and therefore it's like you shechted it, chatas l'shem oila. So the shail is now, if you shecht haka an oila, l'shem chatas nozer. Is that called l'shmo? Shini kodesh. Now that you're telling me we go by operation, should be oila. They're both oilas. I asked this to Rabbi Yankif, because from the Gemara here's mashma, that should be good. Not just good, it should be oil bail moshem chayva. And l'chayra, you should l'chatchil if you're a chevra man. You should l'chatchil how to do it. It's oil l'shem oil. That's what comes up. The Gemara is saying, l'maisa, that the reason why it's kosher is chorus, but the Gemara says, l'maisa, l'shem chatas mitzare psula, hani oilish ninu. It's oilish. So you should l'chara l'chatchil a lot of shecht. Yeah. Not only that, the Chazanish says that if you do a chatas nozir, l'shem chatas mitzayra, it's kosher. It's oil l'shem oila. Chatas nozir, that the Chazanish says a beferish. Chatas nozir, l'shem chatas mitzayra, according to our Gemara, kosher. Because they're both operating as an oil. Same category. Now it's Agamor saying, L'chayr Agamor saying, don't focus on the name. Focus on what it's doing. Focus on what it's doing. No, because function is two parts. Function is davoida. Davoida of a chatas nazar is like a chatas. You know what I mean? The zrika, the achila. It's like a chatas. It's not like an oil. It gets eaten, the kohen eats it. You understand what I'm saying? The chatas nozir has kedushas chatas. Has kedushas chatas. But it facilitates to the bialim like an oil. It accomplishes for the bialim like an oil. It's like a machshia. Our Gemara seems to be saying that in the din of shaloi l'shmo, we don't go by the shame carbon. Not only we don't go by the shame carbon, we don't go by how the carbon is being brought. We go what the carbon is facilitating. And if the carbon is acting as an oila for the bailim, even though it is a chatas, it's being brought as a chatas, that's the Gemara saying. It still has a din of an oila. And that's why if you do chatas chelav, l'shem chatas mitzayra, possible, according to Rava. Even though Rava holds Chatas Chelim Moshem Chatas Dam Kosher, Chatas Chelim Moshem Chatas Mitzray, that's how the Gemara is coming out. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. That is an Oila. So Lamaisa, that being the case, Lachaira, it should come out that Chaznish Taka says Chatas Nozel Moshem Chatas Mitzray is good because it's Oila. It should come out that Oila L'Shem Chatas Nozel should also be good. They're both oilers. That's the question. If you, Manashuch, if you're looking at Avoida, then our sugya doesn't make sense. Because our sugya is saying that it's kosher. Right? That normally a chatas or shame chatas is kosher. But a chatas or shame chatas nozer is possible. Either Avoida is the same. It's acting as an oiler. So you're not looking at how it's being brought. You're looking at how it's acting. Does the oiler hear what I'm saying? That's our Gemara seems to be saying we don't look, but it comes at a tremendous chiddush. Because this is not brought down anywhere. That chatas chela, that if you do an oiler, l'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzor. It's possible. We don't say it's the two oilers. So it's our Gemara seems to be very strange. So that's why I would make an adjustment. When we started the whole sugya, we explained that there's two ways to learn here. One is the focus is on the Shini Bailam. And one is that the focus is on the Shinui Kodesh. Right? And we spoke that really there's two ways to look at Chatas Nachshon. And for that matter, Chatas Nazir and Chatas Mitzor. One way to look at it is it's a Chatas. Because it is a Chatas. It's Kedusha's Chatas. It's brought as a Chatas, Shechted as a Chatas. It's spritzed like a Chatas. It's eaten like a Chatas. It's a Chatas. It is a Chatas. When you makdish it, you don't say, I raise a oila. You say, I raise a chatas. And if you said, I raise a oila, you can't bring it as a korban. If a nazir would say, I raise a oila and want to bring it as a chatas, he can't do it. Because it's not an oila. It's a chatas. But so there's two ways to look at it. One way is that there's a shinui kodesh issue. That means, since this is one type of chatas, and this is another type of chatas, it's like a shinui kodesh. And the other way we said to learn is, it's a Bailam issue. Somebody who's chayev a chatas nazir is different than somebody who's chayev a chatas chelev. Because a chatas nazir, I'm not chayev a kapara. I'm not chayev a kapara. I need a machshir. And the guy who's chayev a chatas, he's chayev a kapara. So therefore, the requirement that we have by Shini Bailam that you have to have in mind another person who's also chayiv, like me, doesn't match up. In that, we could look at it, well, he's chayiv achatas and you're chayiv achatas. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, no, he's chayiv amachshir and you're chayiv achatas. So, what I believe is like this. Maskonos ha-gemore, when the Gemara says oilois, the Gemara doesn't mean the Kedusha is an oil. It's not an oil. It's not an oil. It's a chatas. You makdish a chatas. It is a chatas. It's brought as a chatas. It's eaten like a chatas. It's a chatas. But mitzad the bailim, it's acting like an oil. And therefore, you can't call the bailim a mechuyev kapara kamoisa like the guy next to him. So when I have in mind on this chatas chelev, l'shem Chatas Nazir, right? It doesn't connect. It's somebody else. You understand? It's somebody else. Because since it's brought differently, so it doesn't connect. So it's a connection problem. But Avada and Avada, if you do an Oilo L'Shem Chatas Nazir, or you do a Chatas Nazir L'Shem Oilo, Avada is a Shini Kodesh. It's a different carbon. The only when our Gemara says Hani Oilis Ninu, it's only negat to the Bailim. What's negat to the Heftza of the carbon? Of course, it's two different carbonas. Which would mean that our Gemara Svara only works lechumra, not lekula. In other words, you can't take our Gemara now and say, "Oh, so if that's the case, I could do a lechatchila. I could check the an oila l'shem chatas nazar." Of course not. Of course not. An oila is one kedusha, and a chatas is another kedusha. All the Gemara is saying is that somebody who's mechuyev a chatas nazir is not on the same plane as somebody who's chayev a chatas chayla. Because it's as though the one who's chayev a chatas nazir is chayev an oila, and the one who's chayev a chatas chayla is chayev a chayla, is chayev a chatas. As far as the kedusha of the carbon, of course, there is no difference in the kedusha between Kedusha's Chatas Nazir and the Kedusha of a Chatas Chalev. So therefore, if you're going to shecht an oila L'shem Chatas, I don't care if you put into it Chatas Nazir, you're still doing Shini Kodesh. If you're doing it Shini Bailim, and you need somebody as Mechuyev Kapara Kamoisai, yes, then this person is not called Chayev Kapor like you. He's Chayev in Oil, you're Chayev Achatas. So when we're looking out to Bailim, that's what the Gemara means. Hani Oil is Nino. In its relationship to the Bailim, if one guy is Chayev Achatas Chaylev and the other guy is Chayev Achatas Nazir or Achatas Nachshon, they don't connect. Because he's Chayev in Oil and he's Chayev Achatas. It's two different kabbalas. If we're looking at it, mitzad, the hefts of the carbon, it's the same kedusha. So therefore, if you want to make a shini kodesh from an oila to a chatas nazar, it's a shini kodesh. It's not going to be oila bayil moshe mechayva. The fact that you add the piece that it's a chatas nazar doesn't help us. It's no different than you bring my carbon oil and you have in mind l'shem chatas, my chatas. Right, it's still not oil bayil l'shem chayva. Why? Because it's a different kedusha. So this can't be better. It can't be better the fact that it's an oil l'shem chatas nazir. Doesn't make it better. The only element of oil that the Gemara is talking about here is in its relationship to the bayil. If one guy is chayev chatas chaylev, another guy is chayev chatas nazir, they are not chayev the same thing. He's chayev one thing, he's chayev another thing. You can't crisscross. In its relationship to the carbon. In the carbon's heftza, it's 100% that chatas nazir is exactly like a chatas chaylev, b'cheftza. And therefore an oila, l'shem chatas nazir, or chatas nazir, l'shem oila, is shaloi l'shma. And has the consequences of shaloi l'shma. Therefore, it will be possible. If you did a chatas nazir l'shem oil, it will be possible. And if you did a oil l'shem chatas nazir, it will be any oil l'bayim l'shem chayva. It would have the full consequence of shaloi l'shma. Because the whole sugya over here, when the Gemara, and that's why the Gemara throws the phraseology so loosely. Hani oil, so I mean it's not an oil. Yes, in its relationship to the bayim, it's an oil. In other words, normally, everybody who's chayev achatas is like part of your mishpacha. Right? You're all cousins. And it works against you, because therefore there's a, it could be chal, shini bailam, he's chayev like you. Right? So you're cousins. You're only cousins when he's chatas chaylev and you're chatas damu. But if he's nazir and you're chatas chaylev, you're not cousins. Because in your cousin relationship, he's like an oila guy and you're a chatas guy. In the mishpacha, shav. But in the carbon part, yes, that's an oila, that's a chatas, that's a chatas. But normally, all people that are chayev a chatas have a camaraderie that works negatively, actually. Right? it is an association that allows the Kohen to take his carbon makrovit for you because you're all mishpacha. Yeah, I'm only mishpacha because he and I are chayiv, we're in the same chiyuv, under the same chiyuv umbrella. But if that guy's a nozer, we're not in the same umbrella. He's like chayiv, he, as far as the umbrella of the mishpacha of chayiv chatois are concerned, he's under the umbrella of the chayiv oilus. He's not in my mishpacha, b'cha. He's not in my family. And that's why it's a different atfasa. That's the point. It's a different atfasa. Exactly. It's shini bailim or if you want to be matfis that the carbon should be that guy's carbon, he has to be mechuyev kapara kamoisa. He's not mechuyev kapara kamoisa. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Yeah, he has to be chayiv like you.
So, no, but it's close enough to have a problem with Shina Kodesh, but not close enough.